As holiday traditions go, the celebration of Christmas is hard to escape. Christmas trees, Christmas lights, Christmas music, they're everywhere this time of year. You can't ignore them, whatever your religion. Commentator Ralph Schoenstein is Jewish. He's found there's a certain satisfaction in going with the flow.
In spite of current ethnic tensions, multiculturalism has been an American tidal wave, and every December, my family gets soaked. Are we doing Hanukkah or Christmas this year? My youngest daughter once said. Oh, in odd years it's Hanukkah, I told her, pleased that at least we had never done Tet. Every year has been an odd year for a man who grew up as a caroling bar mitzvah boy, perhaps because my parents served up a sacred smorgasbord. They blessed Sandy Koufax for not pitching on Yom Kippur, and they sent out Christmas cards. They celebrated Passover, and they didn't pass up the Easter parade. I think they instinctively knew that all holy highways lead to the same circle. You could have called our Judaism not reformed, but unorthodox. Or you simply could have said, they're not mixed up, they're just Americans. Yes, the irresistible American Christmas turned my family into its own little lost tribe of Israel. Judy Garland never sang, Have Yourself a Merry Little Seder, but what she did sing melted me while hanging tinsel on the big pine that my father bought every year, the tree my grandmother called a Hanukkah bush. She clearly hadn't majored in botany. When I was given the lead in a sixth-grade nativity play, she said to my father, Do you think it's proper for Ralph to be Jesus? Oh, he said, it's perfect casting. He's Jewish, and his room looks like a stable. We were proud that a Jew had written White Christmas, but we wished that he also had written, May your days be merry and bright, and may all your matzah balls be light. I like to think that God has understood my family's surrender to this sweet December Americana, in which, when I was 6 or 7, I once said to my little sister, You know, Jesus was born in a danger. I didn't know, however, if the danger was the Romans or chickenpox. For that, you had to be Christian.
Ralph Schoenstein lives in Princeton, New Jersey.
Our program is directed by Bob Boylan, edited by Mary Louise Kelly, produced by Christopher Turpin. The technical director is Bill W.
Audio engineers include Linda Mack, Jerry Tennant, Peter Alina, Preston Brown, Sherry Marchewski, and Cal Southworth here in Washington.
Manoli Wetherill and Neil Rausch in New York City, Lorna White and Rob Newhouse in Chicago, Leah Galagula and Marcia Caldwell in Los Angeles.
Our executive producer is Jonathan Kern. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.